Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Are you losing sleep over money? Apparently, a lot of you are. There's a new survey out looking at that very subject.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Are you up in the middle of the night worrying about finances and pocketbook issues? You're not alone. I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. CreditCards.com has been looking at this subject. Who is losing sleep over the issue of money? And let's bring in Matt Schultz. He is a senior industry analyst at CreditCards.com. So, Matt, what have you found?
Well, what we found is that about 6 of every 10 Americans are losing sleep over at least one financial worry. And we found that women are significantly more likely than men to be doing so.
Why is that? Why do you think women are thinking more about finances?
People tend to lose sleep over things that they feel like they don't have any control over. And the data has shown that in most households, men are the ones who are making the financial decisions, and certainly much has been written about the fact that men make more money in most cases than women. So some of that might be causing a little bit of a feeling that they don't have control over these situations, and that can be difficult.
What about health care? That has been a big issue and a growing issue for many families out there, especially given all the changes we have had with the Affordable Care Act in recent years. Are you finding any evidence that people are worried that they can't pay for health care?
That's definitely one of the big issues. We asked about people's concern about 5 specific issues: saving for retirement, paying for education, paying health care or insurance, paying your rent or your mortgage, and paying credit card debt. And health care and insurance came in third, almost tied with educational expenses. And the most common thing that was causing people to lose sleep was saving enough money for retirement.
How did that break down? When it comes to saving for retirement, who's worried more about that?
We found that both genders are most concerned about saving enough money for retirement, but more women than men lie awake at least occasionally because of this. We saw that 44% of women said they were losing sleep over retirement, and 35% of men.
When it comes to education and trying to save for college or maybe pay down the college bills, how are millennials faring these days? Are they worried about that? A lot of them took on a lot of debt to go to school.
Yeah, this probably won't be terribly surprising, but we found that the number one concern for millennials is affording educational expenses. And I have a feeling that when we do this survey again in the next few years, I think that educational worry will end up moving higher up the list, simply because it's not just millennials who are worried about it. It is parents of young children. I'm kind of a classic example of this, where trying to figure out how we're going to afford to pay for our child's college in 5-10 years. So that's a big issue.
I think they have something called the lottery. If you play it, there's a chance you might get some money to pay for college. That's what I've heard.
So it sounds like a really great plan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have like a 1 in 300 million chance of paying for college, I guess. One other thing, Matt, when you look at these numbers about people losing sleep over money issues, how do this year's numbers compare to last year or the year before? Is this a growing problem?
We're definitely losing less sleep than we did in the height of the Great Recession, but we're not resting quite as peacefully as we did before that. So we did this survey in 2007, And we found that where we are now in terms of percentages of people losing sleep is basically right in between where we were before the Great Recession started and then in the middle. So we've recovered a little bit and things are definitely better, but we're definitely not sleeping quite as well as we did before the recession started.
He's Matt Schultz, a senior industry analyst at creditcards.com, with a new survey out about who's losing sleep over money issues. Matt, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And if you like this podcast, check out our others. We have one called Watching Your Wealth. We have another called Money Beat and another called Heard on the Street. You can find all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and you can find Your Money Matters now on the Amazon Echo. I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.